very disappointing, and huge blow for Patrick, and huge blow for Donegal. We knew at the time it was pretty serious. He shipped a very, very heavy knock to get that score just before half time, and that was, you know, you got the scans done yesterday, and that was the news coming out of it. Patrick's just a total professional, and as I say, it's a cruel blow, there's no doubt about it, and it's one that he's still young. He's only 24 years of age, playing brilliant football all year, and has been over the last over many years now. But Patrick will get himself right. He'll get the proper treatment, and he'll get the proper rehab. And as I say, we look forward to seeing him back in playing field 2019.
And Declan, in the lead up to the final and during the final, Donegal had, I suppose, a rare situation where you've been injuries free throughout this campaign, and you had everybody on board and available for what was a successful campaign. So up until this stage, things had been going good.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's football for you, and that's sport. It's a disappointing after the highs, as you said, of 24 hours earlier, winning that Ulster title. It was huge. And as I say, a really bitter blow to get that news yesterday afternoon. And as I say, we have to sit back and get back in this evening and look ahead now to the Super 8s and see where we go from here.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, but you have to move on, and the troops have to be rallied this week again, because what happened last week is now done and dusted, Declan. So it's time to move forward.
Oh yeah, listen, that's it. And as I say, that's sports, and it can be a cruel game at times. So we have to look ahead, we have our plans in place over the next 2 to 3 weeks, and looking ahead to a real challenge, and a real big challenge going into Croke Park to play Dublin. But listen, it's one that we're looking forward to, and it's one that we're getting ready for now.